I went today to explore the Sugya of Buses and discovered it was far more complicated than I had originally thought. I have seen this Sugya years ago, but I'm happy I'm now re-exploring it. It's about the start of the Rambam, page number one, the Hilchos of Shabbos. First, the Rambam defines terminology with reference to Hilchos of Shabbos. So we'll begin with the beginning of the halacha. Kol zera shektzivaso matzmachadoso megadalto gonasafsito silko. We're talking about a seed that obviously, as a result of harvesting it, it's going to enhance the growth. Akoso b'shkoga chayim shechatos. So when you harvest it, even though you did it b'shoge, so of course you chayim b'kama chatos, achad meshu b'kotzer, achad meshu b'noter. This act of tzira that you do, with silka, which I think generally is translated, it's a vegetable, usually I think it's a radish. And asafsata is grass. It's found a number of times in chas. So because the tzira that's being done will enhance the growth of the item, so you chayim twice. Kotzer and noter. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, right in the beginning of that sugya, in the Pargolo. You prune the tree, but you require the wood you need for fuel. The pruning is going to enhance the growth of the tree. And now comes the halacha that's relevant to what we are about to discuss. Gavshushi shalofa. Now, gavshushi generally is a claw, or a clump of earth. Sha'olubah asod. That can happen. You have a clump of earth, and before you know it, there's grass or there, some growth that emerges from it. So now, can I go ahead and take that clump of earth and elevate it? Basically, detach it from its resting point. It's resting now on the ground. Higbiu sha'al ha'aretz, higbiu me'al ha'aretz. If you lift it up, you put it on stilts. You put it elevated on a higher level. Chayim mishum tolish. So tolish, this is very significant. The malach of tolish, generally we assume, refers to tolish min ha'machub l'kaka, something that's attached to the ground. So that means you cut off a fruit, an apple, an orange from a tree. But here you see from this halacha that even if something is essentially just offer on the ground and you picked it up, so there's no detaching of it. Where's the act of tolish? Tolish min ha'machub. No, the answer is this is called apparently tolish min ha'machubah because it's attached to the ground, even though we're talking about a gavshusha shalafa. It's not a tree in which you detach something from the tree literally. There you are choteh min ha'machubah. Here you're not being choteh min ha'machubah, you're simply elevating it. And so the Rama Paskin is a chayim mishum tolish. That's called an act of tolish. Somehow this is nituk that took place from the ground by virtue of being elevated of Rabbi Yesedos constitutes an act of tolish. What about the reverse? It's on a higher, elevated platform. And now you take it from there and you put it on the ground. So this is based, as you can see in the Magen Mishnah, in the slightly microscopic print, and also the Kesef Mishnah, both actually refer you to the Gemara in Shabbos, Adav Pei Aleph, that we'll see in a few moments, where essentially the Gemara discusses this halacha, and take a look now at the second page, and you'll see the sugya in Shabbos. But the Mokar is one of the payalva of days in Shabbos. It's a very well-known Gemara, but not a simple Gemara to understand. The Gemara, let's read two Gemaras perhaps if we can. The Gemara initially discusses a din. I'll tell you how many lines down you should count. Let's start with the din of Amar Abunda, which is approximately 9 lines from the top. 9 lines down. Amar Abunda, person is not allowed to go ahead and be mefaneh, means to defecate. Besode near b'shabbos. If you have a field, which is a stay near, near lochem near, v'altizu kolsem, the Rabbi says, if you're talking about a field that has sparrows, and now you're defecating in that field. So that's not permissible. The child is my timer. Even Mishum Tafsha, I feel the whole Navi. So Rashi here, in translating this Gemara, tells us stay near is Harisha and Shona, And again, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that Chavisha is done in order to enable Zriya to take place. Means Chavisha solves the ground, that's the mission of Chavisha, Ripui Ara, and now I can put the seed in the ground. The Gemara in Shabbos has even the same Chavisha we spoke about it, actually 2 weeks ago, that covers up the Zera. But here we're talking about someone defecating in a Chavisha Rishona, that's over the Zriya. So the Gemara indicates that if the issue of Mishum Dapsha, as Rashi explains, Neshadoshis Nero, Umiskashia Chavisha. By virtue of what you did, you're now going to somehow solidify or concretize the ground. So that would be a problem, even the whole. That's nothing to do with Shabbos. El Mishum Asabim, the Gemara says, if the issue is because of Asabim, says Rashi, Shemachmas Lachuches Anir, Asabim Elu Alatsvar, because of the dampness, because of the moisture in that area that has a furrow, that has a chavisha, so that grass is going to grow al hatzor. So, of course, is essentially pebbles or rocks, something along those lines. And we're going to use it as a tissue paper, then it's going to be niklash from its source. So the Gemara says, if that is the issue, namely, asodim, yamari shlovish. You're allowed to go ahead and use it as tissue paper. Rashi explains this over here. Why is it mutal kadeach? Because enu miskami mitosh. Mutal, the love of Shimon. The Chumash of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda and Kol Hashas regarding the issue, which is has many, many aspects to it. But Rabbi Yehuda paskins that even if enu miskami the chayim, Hashem paskins enu miskami the spot. I'm not getting down to the issue of segregation. But anyway, so the Gemara says that if the issue is asobim, so that is permissible. You're not machaving. Your intention is not to close. You want to simply use it as tissue paper. And about tolish, better to shop as high tatas. But if you actually, maybe scabbing, do an act of tolish, of course you're going to be responsible. That's what Rashi said to Mokum Gidulo. Abba Mishu, Tzor, and offer. Even though we're talking about not dirt, normally things grow from dirt, things sprout from dirt. But Tzor are pebbles. We're talking about rocks. And we're talking about dry rocks. So what is the issue? Well, because the Gemara says that these are sovin, grew on the tzor, it's similar to lichens or moss that sometimes can grow on tzor. The Gemara says for that's called an act of tolish. You are detaching something from its mokum tigura. Ella, the Gemara says, Dilma Naki Beiloi, Mishonim Tatoi, Umachai, Mishon the Rabba. This is another day, the other Rabba. I'm getting to my halacha that I'm interested in the moment. The Gemara says, we're afraid, we took from above, and then you put it down, and you're chayim shemrab. The other rabbi, I still grew up with tamalam. Let's say I had a hole in the ground. Of course, their homes were not exactly tiled the way our homes were tiled, so their homes were basically earthenware, or their homes were afar. And therefore, if I have now a guma in my house, and now I go ahead and I want to fill in the guma, fill in the area where there's a hole. The bay is chayim shemboneh. That's called an active bone. Generally, bone in halacha is Nidbach agami, nidbach levein agami levein. You go and let's say add one brick to the next, and the Gemara in Shabbos talks about where you also attach one brick to another with tino, with some sort of lime, some sort of mortar. But here the Gemara says, you're b'chayim shabbat, because basically you're filling in the area in the house which is has a hole in it, and therefore that's called an act of bonin. The son of the chayim shabbat, it's done in the field. Rashi explains over here, the famous Rashi, he says it many times in the Masayim Shabbos. Rebaya says Rashi Shach Binyan Mizeh. I say Shemashre Gumos Binyan. That's considered to be Binyan Haritzva. Basically, you're leveling the floor. Leveling the floor is an act of building. Ubesade Misaki Nachavisha. You do it in the field. That's called you're enhancing the chavisha that's taking place in the field. Okay. Now we're coming to the Etzem Halacha that I'm going to be interested in. Gufa Amar Eishlokish. Tzor she'ol ba'asam, we just said this a moment ago, at pebbles, and on it grows moss, lichens, so that I want to go ahead and use it as tissue paper. We said, you're not b'chavein for tolish, you're not over on tolish. And plus, all the lochas of Shabbos require kavanah. No question about it. Someone asked me today, they asked me that they heard that you can't use a zipper on Shabbos. What? So, what's the issue, I asked them? Tofer. So that is the Dor Yadua. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal did not use a zipper on Shabbos. The brisk is a machmir, only to use pants with buttons. And we don't pass it like that because we assume it's not a Tzvira Shabrayom. The Mishnah writes in Shabbos, a Malach HaShem is Ta'em is B'Shabbos, not Chayim. The only Chayim of Malach is Ta'em. The question is how you define a Malach is Ta'em. Each Malach has its own definition. And the example of at one time, they so actually, when they did the Lila, Hagbah Lila on Shabbos, that's when the issue comes up. That's why the Germans came up with the windmill, which is essentially a gartel that goes round and round and round forever. Mein Shem himself, or gartel Shem himself. And this is your problem. Or you tuck it in, or something like buckles, they have different arrangements. What?
Velcro.
The Velcro, exactly, the combustible sun maker. Regarding that, but all this is, they'll get to the issue of kosher and the Velcro, the issue of tofer. But it's Viva Shem Shakarama. That's the assumption that's put up. Rabbi Salvation himself only wore pants with buttons. I don't know if you're going to obtain such pants. It's not any one of them. That's what the fellow is supposed to be about. Okay, just it came up. We're talking about the Lachas of Shabbos. Anyway, so the verse says here that Tzur Shalom Ba'asam Mutal Kadechba Ba'atosh Men B'Shabbos Chayav Tachtos. So that's what we just pointed out, because Torah is Mechani. Then you certainly have Kavod. But using the institution paper, you have no intention of detaching. It's even Mechani. Now, the difference is in this, and the Gemara in Beitzah, with the father who needs a young, who has a young child, who needs a ball for his child, and cuts off the head of the bird, and of course, the intention is not to kill the bird. So the Gemara said, "Psik Reisha Lo Yolos," that's when you have a problem. But Eilu Mechavin, assuming that there's no Psik Reisha, then the halacha is it's permissible in Pasuk Rav Shimon. That's what Rashi here is commenting. Okay, now comes the Gemara that I'm interested in discussing, because the Gemara now is going to get to the issue which is relevant to the issue of Otzitz. Omra, Papi Shmame, Vashlomi Shai Papisa, Shari Lutatube. Now Rashi over here explains, if you look at the, at least you see the previous Rashi also, I didn't read it, read the Rash Lakish. The Gemara just said a moment ago that Shmame would be the Rash Lakish. The Omra Buta Lakane, I thought he said you could use this as tissue paper. You might argue, where did these asam come from? They came from the dampness, the moisture in the ground. Why is that not called Tolish? Why is that not considered to be detaching something from the ground? We don't assume that. So now, basically, Salah of Ishlaqah is the Gemara the following. Hi, Papisa, show you the Tultule. You'll have me metalto Papisa. What's a Papisa? Says Rashi, Otsis Lokum. Now we're going to talk about the flower pots and having it the perforation. It's already about obviously I'm using a flower pot. I was a rare, I planted something there. Mishubas Agrainim, this is a famous Rashi, you'll see why in a second. Mishubas Agrainim, Matsasi Shaisin Chantolois, and Kapus Moen. It's to make these, I call them wicker baskets. They made them from Kapus Moen that, of course, are in the context of Zalabinim. Namely, we're talking about. We're talking about the palm leaves, so they make wicker baskets out of palm leaves. And they use it apparently for, shall we say, fertilizer. Rashi goes on to say, so when does Rashi have it? Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not as we do Erev Kippur. This is the Makar, one of the Makaris for this minute of Shlomo Kapparis. Is this Rashi? The answer is the famous Rashi in Shabbat. But the Gemara said that this Papisa, that is not considered to be an issue of Buksa. We don't say you are over on Tolesh. We're talking about, again, Otzis Noku. And as Rashi said, that they made chotolos in Kapos Moreh and filled them with fertilizer. And again, then Rashi comments on the minhag of Shlomo Kapparis and Rosh Hashanah. We don't say there's a problem of tolish over here, and then the shorah is too late. The Gemara says, Master Abkan, Imam, Lutzarach, Yom Shalom, Lutzarach. But you're going to say that if it works, Lutzarach says, Rashi, Kino, Akkor Rabbias, using as tissue paper. That's called Rabbi Yisrael Kulasash Shabbatela. Other than the Gemara, but not Chazal, you know these to you. Abobim and Kuzolos. I don't exactly know how they utilize these Abobim that have a certain sharp edge to them. But obviously they didn't use the sharp edge. They used the other parts of the Abobim for this purpose. Okay, here now we have a bit more sophisticated kind of approach. Namely, we're talking about asorim, and therefore the Gemara says if it's asorim, kilu kumabrius, so that we will make all. So the Gemara says further, so yomu shalol asorim. So you might come to extend this chapter, which of course would not be appropriate. Since this issue came to our attention, let us now discuss the halacha that's relevant. What's the din that's relevant? Says the Gemara the following. As we just saw in the Rambam a moment ago. Now this is on the ground. And you elevated it. You picked it up. So the Gemara says, Chaim Mishum Tolish. Rashi comments. Says, Rashi, denonen ashum mirecha karka. But with the Tolish, where exactly is the act of Tulisha? You're detaching it from the chum of the karka. But here, they're not exactly detaching. You're not cutting a tree from a tree. It's simply on the ground, resting on the ground. And now you elevated it. It's a papisa, which means we're talking about it's a kind of kli that is made of these kapos tamarim. And you simply picked it up off the ground and now elevated it and put it on top of stilts. Agam Yisrael, that thing we're called Tolish. Rashi says, where is the mituk? Namely, it's being menutok meirecha karka. Now, one can interpret that Rashi in a number of ways, but the Poshim Chad in Rashi, it's no longer yonek from the karka. That's what Rashi means, meirecha karka. The yinika no longer comes from the karka. So detaching the source of yinika, that's an act of Tolish, and that's how Mishim quotes it. That's what the Gemara says over here, with the dinner papisa. The Gemara continues in this vein, and the Rashi quotes actually a different explanation. Rashi does not like this explanation. Below Nira, boy, this is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Rashi can understand this as being a chiyuv d'oraisa. I understand to tell me this is Rabbanan, Xeris Rabbanan, that makes sense. Because what you did was, you simply, as I said, you cut off the yinika from this particular item, this papisa, it's no longer yoni from the ground. But how can you say chiyuv d'oraisa? Where's the act of tlisha? In order to be chayim mishum kotzi, you have to do a maisik tzira, a maisik tlisha. You need a maisik malocha. There's no maisik malocha either. You simply went ahead and were menatek this item from the yinika. So Rashi says, El Osa. It's a din rabbanan. It's only this rabbanan mishum d'domi d'tolesh. Di chayim amrish ramar. So if you hold it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, v'tzorech, chesh yishor rabbanan yisuk koris haskila mishum kinuach, how would you be allowed to use this tissue paper? If this is a din d'oraisa, of course it's Osa. Ein malo dabe. V'doy meloi b'masar esan evin, habol ha'kus ischayam, Shunash Gaz, the Lab of the Isaiah. Rashi is trying to justify the language of Chayav. And the language of Chayav often is found in the Chazal. And Lab Davka does mean a Chayav, the Lab of the Isaiah. The Chayav, the Lab of the Rabbon. Elo, Rashi said, with Rabbon. So then the Gemara now quotes, as we see that Tolesh is a Dinda Raisa, a Dinda Rabbon and a Tolesh. The Dinda Raisa is you detach something from its chibur. You cut it off, you cut it through off the tree. Or you remove the leaf off the tree. That's called detaching. That's a din d'oraisa. But here, where you're simply snuffing out the source of yinika from the ground, that's only an isla rabbanan. That's not a din d'oraisa. There's no maaseh tov, there's no maaseh petzi. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, what about the opposite? Here you went ahead, it's on stilts, and you put it there. You rest it on the ground. Here you chayim b'shurim no teir. Now, again, I have to just point out that, again, one might argue, what would be noteya? Where's noteya? What exactly? We're talking about a wicker basket, papisa, ekwanetia. Where is the act of planting? So, again, one could argue, also dinda abonan, not talking about a dinda raisa. The dinda raisa natiya means pshuta gmashma, where you take some shoot and you plant it in the ground. That's called natiya. There's no natiya over here. You simply took it from one height and you put it down on the ground. So now it's true, it's resting on the ground. Perhaps it is now some degree of yinika. The question is to what extent that happens immediately or does it take a period of time? That's a long discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim. But at least at the Rabbanan level, Chazal goes there, you should do this. Because it looks dummy, just as Rashi said in the previous case, it's dummy l'kotzer, this is dummy l'tel. And this is called Allah inshallah. Actually, these data men we'll see in a moment. The Gemara actually is going to just extend this a bit further, but then this is more or less the basic halacha that I'm interested in discussing. So now look at the text over here. Since we started already, v'nicha gabi yisedos, Chayim Mishim Tovah. So right away, he says, this is Chayim Chayim. Makas Vayim Tlava. Doesn't mean the Chiv Daraisa. Cannot possibly be a Chiv Daraisa. That, no way. That you didn't do an act of Tolish, an act of Kotzer. And the text goes on to say, be the Shana Reish Lakish. Obviously, this, based on what Reish Lakish said a moment ago, as the Gemara says, since Reish Lakish was in Beitel, therefore, we can go ahead. Mishum Kavod Abrius. Again, once you reduce an Issa from the Issa to Issa, the Issa to Avon, you have many, many heterim. All the heterim that are literally so many heterim that apply when you reduce it to the Issa to Avon, B'makom Hesed, B'makom Tzera, B'makom Tzera. All these B'makoms apply, and that's what the Gemara here is attempting to do. The Re, right away, is a Kasha. The Kosha Arena, I mean, Karakam, the Gid, Nama, Abirchanam, Otsis B'makom Abunach, Agami Yusevos. Again, I have a perforated cloud bat. That's on an elevated platform, it's on stilts. But the Machlok is Abidu Ramonah. The Abiyuda, but the Ramayse. Point of Yehuda, there's no Chiv of Isaac. In the Machlok, it's Yehuda, and Gosheshes, and Gosheshes. The Gemara then talks about two types of boats. One boat, which is in very shallow water. Gosheshes means that it's Timak, touching the ground. So there's some contact. We're assuming, by the way, the boat is made of terrace. Once it's made of terrace, terrace, as you know, is something that absorbs, but that's the same Malacha. That Kli Cheres cannot be kashin because the Gemara says that in Yosim they don't feel either. Somehow, that's the issue, by the way, with China. You can't kashin China. The assumption is it absorbed, and once that absorption took place, it can never be extirpated, it can never be removed because they have a metal Kli, so that absorbs, but the absorption is not to the same extent as the Kli Cheres. That's the assumption. There's something between a metal Kli that can be kashin. And the Teras, they cannot be kashin because it's embedded literally with those that play. The verse is that the Yerzeim, they definitely are. Because normally, how do you go about kashin the play? There's only, I mean, the Pasuk says, Ukhicharas Hashem, Yerusha, Bo, Yishome, Pasuk to Bush. And you have to literally break the play. The verse says, Shri Rasam, Mitar Rasam. Only by virtue of breaking the play, you didn't retire the play. But that's only Ukhicharas. And that's really, I don't know if the China today is Ukhicharas, but a lot of China today is glazed. On top, there's actually a glass by the cover. This is the famous issue that people inherit China from their Bava from, I don't know, 100 years ago. And now the question is, did you be vehicle using that China? You don't know the flower that kept the kosher home. You don't know if these are the flagships and milkships. And they shall be posting on a vehicle regarding this matter. But in general, we are not going to kasher China or something which is, in effect, has this element that it's simply bolea and you cannot remove it at all. The Shach puts that in your there, very famous Shach. The Shach and Mavchin between Hagola and Libun. That's the thing with Hagola and Libun. Now, the problem is with Harris, if you subject to Libun, goodbye, Kli. That's the end of the Kli. You will not have a Kli anymore. Libun destroys Isurif the Isur. And Hagola simply removes the Isur. It's Maslid, the Isur, that's Nibla, we talk about Libun. That's what the Shach writes in your there. It's much more so than many Sumas and Chants like that. Back over here. So the Gemara, Tyson says, yes, the Kasha from the Gemara and Gittin, the Gemara has Machlokes and Tanoim, that according to one of them, Pater and Amaiser, Kedemafi, Mitzvin, Goshesh, Yen, Goshesh, Lo Abon, and Chai. The Gemara said, over there, over there, deal with Olovi, maybe it's a divination. I'm coming from Abon, and El, the Svino, Lo Mamsi, Gavir. See, in the Svino, essentially what you have, it's touching the ground. It's touching the bottom, where it's in shallow water, the Gemara called the Svino, Goshesh, very Mayim, Rizudin, Svino, Goshesh, as a result, so there's no, it literally is in contact with the ground. If that's the case, there's going to be some sort of unique, but the Gemara assumes that that's cleric. Our Otsis, the Mishkabir, maybe Otsis is a different story. There's some sort of space, there's some sort of interruption between the Otsis, and therefore we don't assume automatically there's a unique. So the text goes on to say, Habishmait said, Taisa said, the Ron Gemara, we say that what? We're talking about a level of the Daraisa issue. So what's going on? So the Re says, Mishmaitin Vosava, Tuhi the Rabbi the Hasan. Okay, I'm just showing you that what is the issue that we are talking about? The issue is in terms of Yemika, in terms of something being yonit from the ground. So Pashtus, when I go ahead and take something that's high up, and put it back on the ground, on the bottom, so that is not considered to be necessarily an act of the Tia Daraisa. At best, the Tia Darabana. Vice versa, where I go ahead and lift something up and say, I got me say those, So that also, it's not called detaching from Bechum Lekarka. What is that considered to be? It's removing or cutting off Inika. Cutting off Inika is not an Isur Kaisa, it's not an Isur Toilish, it's an Isur Abor. So now, basically, both Rashi and Toysis have said the same Yisur, that this Chayim is not Dafka. And it's not Toilish except at the Rabbah level. The Rashi of the Gemara swore, Shalom Ba'asodim, Mutalak Mim and Akarka. I have these pebbles, these rocks, and lichen, and moss, algae, grows on top of these rocks. What's that, Lotha? You're allowed to lift it up from the karka, and you're allowed to lift it up. So what do you see? Midoraisa is not called Tolish. So again, as I said, this is the pashtus of the Gemara that emerges from here. Now, the problem we're going to have now is that, again, if you look at the, that Rambam that we just saw a second ago, page number one, so the Rambam said here, Gavshushi Shalofar, put in the middle of the dal. Gavshushi Shalofar, Shalom Basam. Which I have a clod, a clump of earth, that now you have lichens and moss growing on it. It be a malaras, you need to come here and say, this is fine. The question is the Rambam talking about Chayyam at a level of the Raisa? Or is it talking at a level of the Abana? So Rashi Tais said, of course, we're talking about a level of the Abana. We're not talking about a level of the Raisa. But look at the Rambam Paragam of the Mishanis, which is the next page. Rambam here has a famous introduction to the Shabbos. He's just defining terms. So he writes, first of all, he mentions, of course, the obligation that one is obligated to rest on Shabbos, those who not say, those who not say, and what you're chayim, you do it amazing, if I have Torahs, the Eidim, I saw you get skila, do you show you chayim chatzitz, halacha beis. Go, mokum, shenem, the Baal of the Shabbos, shows the love of the chayim, I raise the chayim Torahs. That means it didn't know I said. So the Rambam is chedek at Rashi Tesis. He learns what talking about here, but he mentioned on page number one, the Gavshushis, the over midaraisa. Because the word chayim was midaraisa. So even the Gavshushis, when it says that your chayim is shum, when you go ahead, and you might be a midaraisa, you think, Gavshushis said those, the chayim is shum tolish, we're talking about a din daraisa. Because of tolish. And what about the other halacha of Tzuar? The Rambam does not bring that along. He doesn't quote that din. The din of Tzor Shalom Ba'asam being used for tissue paper. The Rambam doesn't mention it because the Rambam passes that would be Tanush Taraisa. So he doesn't bring this halacha of Mutal Kaneyakbo. He can't bring it because this is an Isa Taraisa according to the Rambam. But there's a problem, of course, and this is what we're going to. We're going to discuss this problem. But I don't have sufficient time to. I'll just mention to the issue. The Rambam seems to be against Rashi Tesis. That's very significant. And beyond that, the Rambam talks about, and this I will have to, but until next time I'll venture to say that the Rambam Paskins in Hilton's Bikurim, which you don't have here in front of you, but this is going to be the issue. The Rambam says, let's say if I have something that grows on a gap, if something grows on a roof, many people have garden roofs and the like, or grows on a furba. So the Rambam passed the halacha that your chayim will be kurim, and the Rambam passed in that all the din that are applicable to mitzvah tzuris baros apply to that. The question is, what's the distinction between gavshushi shalafar, where the Rambam passes the tolish daraisa, and why is he passing that this is the tolish daraisa? And so we're going to now, but I won't do it right now because it will take us way beyond the appointed time. So I guess I will. Just wait a little bit. So what I want to discuss, as you'll see on page number, the next page, which is page number four, there are Rambam that relate to Tumas Lefin. They are very significant over here, and this, I'm not going to go quickly because we'll not be able to do it in the proper way. All this is the introduction to the Sugya of Otsis. I want to examine a little bit the status of Otsis Noku, Otsis Shenu Noku. And then we'll get back to those papers that I gave out the other day. That'll be more halacha l'maaseh. This first, just to establish the conceptual background for this, and then b'lina that we shall continue. Okay, well, we'll continue next time. That usually is on Sunday. That's a shabbat. Okay.